Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
You're listening to Luke's English Podcast. For more information, visit teacherluke.co.uk. Hello, everyone. Welcome to podcast episode number 258. This is Luke Thompson speaking. You're listening to Luke's English Podcast. And I'm recording this with not very much time available to me, but I thought it would be a good idea to just record something right now, because I just want to say thank you very much to those of you who voted for me in the Macmillan Love English Awards for 2014. I won the award and I'm really, really pleased. I got the notification today by email from the Macmillan Dictionary website. They said, well done, congratulations, you've won the award for the best blog 2014. Obviously, I'm very, very proud, and I just want to say thank you to you. If you voted for me, thank you very much, because, you know, I wouldn't have won unless someone who listens to my podcast had nominated me in the first place. And then after that, that my listeners, my Lepsters, the gang of sort of ninjas or whatever you want to call yourselves, thank you for going out there and voting, because really it's down to you. And I hope that you feel proud as well, because you won it for me. Okay, now this is a completely unprepared episode and it's probably going to be very short. I just wanted to get that message out there. Thank you so much for voting for me. I appreciate it very much. There are many, many other things to say, but haven't properly prepared myself. I just wanted to take this opportunity now, right now, today, just after I got the news of the win, I just wanted to say thanks. All right, now I have prepared a very, very quick sort of, I don't know, is it a poem? Is it a rap? I've no idea. I was struggling to find the most sincere way to tell you that I love you. No, that's not what I wanted to say. I wanted to find the most sincere way of saying thank you to you for voting. And I tried several times to prepare a statement at the beginning. Every time I did it, I couldn't quite do it very well. So I decided to form it into a poem, which I've just written, and I've just stopped writing it about 1 minute ago. So I'm now going to read the poem to you. This is my poem of thanks to all of the plebs or lepsters for voting for me. And here it is. Okay, I'm not promising much because it wasn't prepared, but this is the best I could do under the circumstances. Here we go. So I won the award, and it's thanks to y'all. I hope you're not bored by me talking about the award, because all in all, it's great to have you on board. You're all from abroad, and you felt inclined to take the time to go online and vote in kind for the podcast that's mine, and it makes me feel fine, like the sun that shines. Thank you to you for doing what you did, and I hope that you consider you're the real winner. Because by voting for me, you bring more attention to the site, raising the profile of the podcast, broadening the audience, and ultimately helping me to do this with confidence, which then feeds into the way that I record episodes and encourages me to continue doing this project, which I started 5.5 years ago, and which continues to amaze me in terms of how popular it is, how useful it is to many listeners, and how I could possibly turn this whole thing into a career one day. So that was my poem. I understand that the rhyming sort of fell apart at the end. But I did tell you that it wasn't very well prepared. There was another section of the poem which I rejected, but I'm going to read that section to you now. But you'll understand why I rejected it. And it goes. Thank you to you for doing what you do and voting for who you felt was more true. I listen to you when sitting on the loo is a sentence that you might use to describe a side of your life that involves listening to me while you do a pee. Because you see, your time is quality. I mean that you can see that you have to multitask. And that's when the poem ended. I can't think of something that rhymes very well with that you have to multitask. But I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to leave that sort of unfinished poem up there on the page for this episode. And why not give a try? Why not try continuing the poem? Or in fact, why not write your own poem in the comments section? Now, I would say don't think about it too much, because obviously I didn't think about my poem too much, did I? You can tell, because it's kind of a bit stupid and, you know, not very intelligent. But, you know, I'm not one of the great poets, you know, but I think that poetry is something that everyone can try. It doesn't have to be a work of genius. Just put a bunch of words together and make them rhyme, and, you know, feel free to just do whatever you want to do in your poem. Don't feel restricted by conventions. Just see if you can find clever ways of rhyming, or even stupid ways of rhyming words together. It really doesn't matter. Thinking about this subject of like making words rhyme suddenly made me realize that recently I watched an interview with Eminem, the rapper. An old interview. I mean, he's not like, it's quite, it's not exactly current music, I suppose, because Eminem was, you know, really popular, what, sort of 10, 15 years ago? That's when he was at his peak. But anyway, I was just interested by what he said about coming up with rhymes. I'm going to try and find that video and just play that little bit for you, and you can just see what you think. But I've just, suddenly, in the middle of this episode, I've decided that I'm encouraging you to write a poem in the comments section under this episode, and that you can just be as sort of free form as you like. The main thing is that you try and get the words at the end of each line to rhyme, okay? See if you can do that. And just to kind of maybe give you a bit of inspiration, let me play you an extract from this interview with Eminem, Marshall Mathers, as he talks about his approach to making words rhyme. And he's a brilliant rapper. Some of his rhymes are just amazing. So if it gives you some inspiration, have a little listen to this. Okay, so I found a video, and there's a little bit of Eminem's music at the beginning, probably about 30 seconds, and then the interview kicks in. He starts by talking about the difficulty in finding a word that rhymes with the word orange. Think about it. Can you think of a word that rhymes with orange? Many people say that you can't. It's one of the most difficult words to rhyme. But not for Eminem, so let's have a listen. Monopoly border, that means I'm on top of my game, and it don't stop till my hips don't hop anymore. When you're so good that you can't say, cause it ain't even cool for you to sound cocky anymore. He writes his own songs and delights in rhyming words others can't. His palms are sweaty, his weak arms are heavy, his vomit on his sweater already. Mom's spaghetti, he's nervous, but on the surface he looks calm and ready to drop bombs. But he keeps on. So I would start out slow.
We talked to him about how he does it in his private recording studio.
I've heard you say that you bend the word.
Yeah, it's just in the enunciation of it. Like, people say that the word orange doesn't rhyme with anything, and that kind of pisses me off, because I can think of a lot of things that rhyme with orange.
What rhymes with orange?
If you're taking the word at face value and you just say orange, nothing is going to rhyme with it exactly. If you enunciate it and you make it like more than one syllable, mm-hmm. orange, you could say like, I put my orange 4-inch door hinge in storage and ate porridge with George. You just have to figure out the science to breaking down words and try to...
And do you think about this throughout the day? I mean, you're driving along, you think about rhyming words?
Yeah. All day. Yeah, I actually drive myself insane with it.
But it's interesting. I mean, for a guy who hated school, who, you know, was in the ninth grade 3 times, you spend all your time thinking about words.
I found that no matter how bad I was at school, like, and no matter how low my grades might have been at sometimes, I always was good at English.
But I heard that you used to read the dictionary.
I just felt like I want to be able to have all these words at my disposal, in my vocabulary, at all times, whenever I need to pull them out. You know, somewhere they'll be stored, like, locked away.
Yeah, his words are stored, but they're not exactly locked away. He actually keeps them in boxes.
So you store stuff in just the boxes like this?
Yes.
Inside are hundreds of scraps of paper on which he's obsessively scrawled down words and phrases.
So, wait, this is a pad from a hotel in Paris, looks like.
Yeah.
And you just scribbled that. You have four little words just scribbled there. How do you even read this? This is tiny.
I know what it says, I guess. I don't know that. I might use that, actually.
They're not lyrics, really. They're just ideas that he collects. He calls it stacking ammo.
So it's just Like when I feel
I've
done
letters from crazy people, and they kind of look like this.
Yeah?
Sometimes, yeah. Either all in capital letters or sort of scrawled on pages like this.
Yeah, well, that's probably because I'm crazy. See, they
can trick me. Okay, so there you go. That was Eminem talking about his rapping and his approach to rhyming words. Did you catch the did you actually catch the rap that he said? He kind of made something up on the spot. Let's just have a quick listen to his rhyme again, cleverly rhyming things with the word orange. Let's have a little listen to that then. Here we go.
I've heard you say that you bend the word.
Yeah, it's just in the enunciation of it. Like people say that the word orange doesn't rhyme with anything, and that kind of pisses me off because I can think of a lot of things that rhyme with orange.
What rhymes with orange?
If you're taking the word at face value, and you just say orange, nothing is going to rhyme with it exactly. If you enunciate it and you make it like more than one syllable, mm-hmm. orange, you could say like, I put my orange 4-inch door hinge in storage and ate porridge with George. You just have to figure out the science to breaking down words and try to...
And do you think about this throughout the day? I mean, driving along, you think about rhyming words?
Yeah, all day, yeah.
Okay, so did you catch that? He said, I put my orange 4-inch door hinge in storage and ate porridge with George. I put my orange 4-inch door hinge in storage and I ate porridge with George. Now, he's quite clever because he's right. The way he enunciates those words, he just makes them slightly different, and it's his way of sort of cheating cheating the language a little bit and being able to manipulate the words to make them rhyme. And it's actually really clever. He can find rhymes in things that other people can't find them in, right? Let me explain it. I put my orange 4-inch door hinge in storage. So apparently he's got an orange 4-inch door hinge. Do you know what a door hinge is? Well, the way that your door opens, it's attached on one side by hinges. The hinges allow the door to be secured to the wall, but also to allow it to swing open and closed, right? So those are hinges. A hinge is that mechanism that swings like that. It's a hinge. So I put my orange 4-inch door hinge in storage. Okay, apparently he's got this doesn't make any sense, of course. It's just a demonstration of how you can rhyme with the word orange. He's got an orange 4-inch door hinge, which he wants to keep somewhere. So he put it in storage. And then after that, he chose to eat porridge. Porridge is a sort of breakfast. It's made of ground oats. You take oats and sort of grind them up, and then you mix it in with hot water or milk, and you get like a nice, hot, hearty breakfast of porridge. And he apparently ate that with a guy called George. Now, you don't normally pronounce George like George. But you can see the way it works. I put my orange 4-inch door hinge in storage and ate porridge with George. Okay, so there you go. I mean, Eminem is an amazing talent, but there's no reason why you can't do it too. So why don't you join the fun and write a little poem in the comments section. Say anything you want, but just feel free to have fun and don't feel too restricted by anything. Okay, all right. Thank you again for letting me win the award. I'll be speaking to you again soon. That's it for this short episode. And I'll speak to you in the future, as I said. But for now, it's time to say goodbye. Bye, 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 bye.
Thanks again for listening to Luke's English podcast. For more information, visit teacherluke.co.uk.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
If you enjoyed this episode of Luke's English Podcast, consider signing up for Luke's English Podcast Premium. You'll get regular premium episodes with stories, vocabulary, grammar, and pronunciation teaching from me, and the usual moments of humour and fun. Plus, with your subscription, you will be directly supporting my work and making this whole podcast project possible. For more information about Luke's English Podcast Premium, go to teacherluke.co.uk/premium info.